Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, September 29th, and coming up in today's episode, Ladakhi leaders question India-Pakistan cricket after accusations against Wangchuk over Pak event. Umar Abdullah slams centre over broken promises to Ladakh and Jammu in Kashmir. X or Twitter to appeal Karnataka High Court ruling on content takedown after citing freedom of speech. And Pakistan's Naqvi doubles down after trophy embarrassment at Asia Cup finals. Gitanjali J. Angmore, social entrepreneur and wife of climate activist Sonam Wangchuk, has strongly denied all allegations made by central government against him following the recent violence in Ladakh that left over 4 people dead and 50 injured. Meanwhile, a group of politicians and supporters, local Ladakhi, held a press conference today and questioned how Sonam can be declared problematic for being in Pakistan for a conference years ago, but India playing Pakistan in a cricket match is okay. Speaking with NDTV, Angmo said her husband's arrest under the National Security Act or NSA is completely unjustified, adding that she has not been informed of his whereabouts since he was taken into custody more than 48 hours ago. Wangchuk had been on a peaceful hunger strike demanding statehood for Ladakh and inclusion under the 6th schedule of the constitution when violence broke out during the protests. Quote, "This is a witch hunt that began 4 years ago when Sonam started reminding the government about Ladakh's need for a legislature and constitutional protection," unquote, she said. According to Angmo, threats from intelligence agencies followed soon after, warning that their NGO's FCRA license would not be cleared. The Ministry of Home Affairs, or MHA, recently cancelled the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act license of SECMOL, an NGO co-founded by Wangchuk, citing violations including the alleged use of foreign funds to study national sovereignty. Angmo called these accusations frivolous, saying the funds were used for educational purposes and food sovereignty projects. On accusations linking Wangchuk to Pakistan, Angmo defended her husband's participation in a UN-backed climate conference in Islamabad. Quote, "It was a scientific event about Himalayan climate issues. Glaciers don't recognize borders. Even Modi ji talks to world leaders. Does that make him a suspect?" unquote, she said. Ladakh DGP SD Singh Jamwal had earlier questioned Wangchuk's attendance at the Pakistan event and alleged contact with a person of Pakistani origin. Angmo rejected this narrative, saying that it is a failure of the system if such contact is now being flagged after several years. Meanwhile, in New Delhi, the national capital, Ladakhi leaders and activists held a press conference demanding Wangchuk's immediate release and judicial probe into the violence. They renewed their demands for statehood, 6th schedule protection, jobs for youth and separate Lok Sabha seats for Leh and Kargil. At the Delhi press meet, Sajid Kargili of the Kargil Democratic Alliance said, and I'm quoting, "He attended a UN conference on climate change. If playing cricket matches with Pakistan is not a crime, then why is it being politicized?" He asked, the Kargil Democratic Alliance sought a judicial probe into the September 24 violence in Leh, which also claimed a soldier's life. Quote, "We have given our blood to protect the borders. How is it fair to treat us this way? One of the dead was a soldier, and the responsibility lies with the government. Ordering fire on protesters is itself a crime." A meeting with the Home Ministry and these Ladakhi leaders is scheduled for tomorrow ahead of a high-level talks on October 6th. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has criticized the central government for what he described as broken promises to both Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir, particularly around the issue of restoring statehood. Speaking at the launch of senior journalist Harinder Baweja's new book, They Will Shoot You, Madam, My Life Through Conflict, Mr. Abdullah said that centre had failed to deliver on its own roadmap for Jammu and Kashmir and was now repeating the same pattern in Ladakh, PTI reported. He also used the event to call out Sonam Wangchuk's arrest. Quote, "When you wanted them, the Ladakhis, to participate in Hill Council elections, you promised them the 6th schedule. Everyone knew it was nearly impossible. It affects defense deployment in sensitive border regions. Yet you still made out the promise to ensure electoral turnout, unquote. He also raised concerns about the government's changing stance towards Ladakhi leaders, particularly climate activist Sonam Wangchuk, who had been at the forefront of protests demanding constitutional safeguards for Ladakh. Quote, a man who just yesterday praised the Prime Minister is suddenly accused of links to Pakistan. Where did that come from? Mr. Abdullah asked. Tensions in Ladakh escalated earlier this month when a protest demanding statehood and inclusion of Ladakh under the Sixth Schedule turned violent on September 24th. Four people were killed and several were injured. Wangchuk was later detained and arrested under the NSA. Many in the BJP have claimed that his inflammatory, quote-unquote, speeches were responsible for the agitation of the youth. Turning his focus to Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Abdullah accused the government of failing to fulfill the final step in its own three-part promise, statehood restoration. Quote, you told us it was delimitation, then elections, then statehood. The first two are done, what happened to the third, he asked, adding that this delay had only deepened public mistrust. Referring to recent comments by the Supreme Court urging consideration of ground realities such as Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Abdullah expressed concern that violence was being used to delay political commitments. Quote, does Pakistan now decide whether we get a statehood? Every time we get close, an attack happens and the process stalls. Statehood shouldn't be a carrot dangled in front of people, he had said. He concluded by stating that the issue goes beyond land and it is about giving people a sense of ownership. Quote, they want to be respected, listened to and trusted, he said. Social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, has expressed serious concern over a recent ruling by the Karnataka High Court, which upheld the government's authority to order removal of online content without prior judicial oversight. They had even said that there is a need to regulate social media. In a statement issued today by its global government affairs handle, X said that the order allows for arbitrary takedown orders through a centralized portal called Sahyog. The platform claims this system enables officials to demand content removal based solely on allegations of illegality, bypassing courts and due process. Quote, this new regime has no basis in law. It circumvents Section 69A of the IT Act, violates Supreme Court rulings, and infringes on Indian citizens' constitutional right to freedom of speech and expression, the company said. X stated that although it respects and complies with Indian law, it believes the court's decision overlooks key constitutional issues. The platform also noted that the High Court stance contradicts a recent Bombay High Court judgment that found a similar content regulation mechanism to be unconstitutional. The company added that they will be appealing this order to, quote, defend free expression, unquote. The controversy centers around the Sahyog portal operated by a federal agency to streamline cybercrime enforcement. X or Twitter argued that this framework allows content to be removed without transparency or judicial scrutiny, while also threatening platforms with criminal consequences for non-compliance. The Karnataka High Court dismissed X's petition challenging these procedures. In its ruling, the court emphasized the need to regulate social media, particularly in cases involving offences against women. Quote, social media must be regulated, especially where offences against women are concerned. If not, the right to dignity enshrined in the Constitution is undermined, Justice M. Nagaprasanna had said at the time of dismissing X's plea. The court maintained that communication, whether offline or online, has always been subject to regulation under law. In response to X's argument that foreign incorporation gives it grounds to challenge Indian regulation, the company stated, our contribution to public discourse in India are significant. Being based in the US does not invalidate our rights to raise these concerns. The Indian government had earlier opposed X's petition, stating that unlawful or harmful content does not enjoy the same level of constitutional protection as legitimate speech. Tensions spilled off the match at Asia Cup final as India declined to accept the winner's trophy from Pakistan Cricket Board Chairman and Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi, not only leading to dramatic scenes during the post-match presentation, but has now spilled over to online debates. The already controversial controversy deepened when Naqvi reacted to a social media post by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It was a congratulatory post which referenced India's performance on Operation Sindoor and declared India wins. Naqvi responded saying, quote, "If war was your measure of pride, history already records your humiliating defeats at Pakistan's hand. No cricket match can rewrite that truth. Dragging war into sport only exposes desperation and disgraces the very spirit of the game," unquote. Naqvi's post sparked sharp reactions online, with users referencing key moments in military history, including the 1971 war, where Pakistan's surrender led to the creation of Bangladesh, and the Kargil conflict, during which Pakistan was internationally criticized for breaching the Lahore Declaration. All of this started when, way before the final, India had already declared they would not be accepting the winning trophy should they win by Naqvi. As a result of the Pahalgam terror attack and India's following Operation Sindoor and heightened diplomatic tensions between the two neighboring countries. The match held in Dubai saw India defeat Pakistan by 5 wickets to clinch the title. However, the post-match ceremony was delayed by over 90 minutes amid confusion and visible discomfort between officials. According to BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia, the Indian team refused to accept the trophy from Naqvi, who also serves as Pakistan's Interior Minister and Chairman of Asian Cricket Council, or ACC. Naqvi eventually walked off the stage like a child with the trophy and medals, leaving the players and fans stunned. Broadcaster Simon Dool confirmed it on air, quote, "I have been informed by the ECC that the Indian cricket team will not be collecting their awards tonight." So that does conclude the post-match presentation. Despite the snub, Indian players including Kuldeep Yadav, Abhishek Sharma and Tilak Varma collected their individual awards from other dignitaries. Pakistan's Salman received the runners-up check from Naqvi, but Indian players did not engage with him. Spectators at the stadium booed the Pakistan delegation throughout the ceremony, and Indian players posed on the podium as if they were really holding a trophy. Well, that's all for today. You are listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.